Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. The president backs off Guantanamo threat. U.S. President Donald Trump still thinks the Uzbek immigrant accused of running down eight people with a truck in New York City ought to get the death penalty, but is backing away from trying to send him to the U.S. Detention Center for Suspected Terrorists at Guantanamo Bay in Cuba. Mr. Trump said Thursday he would love to send the NYC terrorist to Guantanamo, but statistically that process takes much longer than handling his trial through the U.S. court system. The Attorney General Jeff Sessions appeared in New York City today and seemed to indicate that Guantanamo was not off the table.
Terrorists should know this. This administration will use all lawful tools at our disposal, including prosecution in Article III courts or at Guantanamo Bay. If anyone has any doubt about it, they can ask the more than 500 criminals whom the Department of Justice has convicted of terrorism-related offenses since 9/11.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. South Korea's intelligence agency says the North may be preparing to conduct another missile test. Now, this comes just days before President Trump arrives on the divided peninsula. Officials with the National Intelligence Service told lawmakers Thursday it has detected a flurry of activity at North Korea's missile research facilities in the capital of Pyongyang. North Korea has conducted a series of tests on its nuclear weapons and ballistic missile programs in recent years in defiance of international sanctions. Now, NIS officials testified that the nuclear test site possibly sustained damage after the regime conducted its sixth and most powerful nuclear test on September the 3rd.